everyone. Welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, how you doing?
Doing good. Hanging in there. Glad winter is over halfway over.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It was sleeting and being nasty this morning. I'm ready for some sunshine. So I don't think it's going to be anytime soon, but could not happen any sooner, be honest with you. But
for sure.
But we've got some news today and a best practice. We got some blueberry news and we have a blueberry pro tip. And of course, got a question of the week. Boy, after a long, 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 long hiatus, the Podcast Hall of Fame is back.
Yes, I love it. It's been, 4 years probably since the last one? And they picked a pretty good crop here this year, I think. Of course, we can go through the list if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Ginger Campbell, host of The Brain Science, she's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Of course, Mark Maron, the host of WTF. Dr. Emily Morse, who's the host of Sex with Emily, and she's also the CEO of Chick Flick Productions. That's kind of a cool name. Now, this next one, I'm not good at pronouncing these things, and I don't know who this is, but was it Nicola Matthews Oakme?
I think you got the first part of the name right.
No, sorry if I butchered your name. But anyway, she's the host of the Side Hustle Pro. Boy, English optional today. Dave Schlesher, of course, host and producer of Evil Genius Chronicles. And you know, it's funny. After I heard this, I went and subscribed to it because I hadn't listened to him in years. And he's doing the same show he was doing in 2004.
When
I started listening to you and Adam and everybody, you know, right at the beginning, he was one of them right there. And his show has not changed.
That's amazing.
And it's awesome.
It really, really is. And it's a great show. If no one's ever listened to it, you should go listen and subscribe.
Yeah, called Evil Genius Chronicles. And, of course, a friend of ours, Evo Terra, host of podcast Pontifications. And he also is the CEO of Simpler Media Productions. He does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, but also now his newest creation is Podcast Pontifications. But he was the co-founder of Podio Books way back in the day.
And that was pretty evolutionary in its time, yeah.
That was cool. You know, I actually had a show on there. A book, I guess. We did the ham radio pod class, and that way people could get their ham radio license via podcasting through Podio Books.
Right.
Which was pretty cool. And let's see, he also was a co-author of Podcasting for Dummies. So, you know, pretty prolific guy for, since 2004 in the system. And we got Glenn Washington, co-host and producer of Snap Judgment. I'm not too familiar with Glenn, but good on him. And of course, Molly Wood, she's very deserving. She's been in podcasting various places for forever, you know, since the beginning. She started out on CNET and is now with Calacanis with This Week in Startups.
So. Yeah, you can't see it, Mike, but I got the screen up. You can go over to podcasthof.com or podcasthalloffame.com. Either one will get you to podcasthof.com for all of the all the inductees.
Yes.
So congratulations to the group. And I remember talking to Dr. Campbell, Ginger, for in the early days of podcasting. She was always so upbeat. And, Mark Maron come on the scene 05, 06. Dave's there from the beginning. Evo, I think, came in 05 or 06.
Yeah, he was around, in 04, but I don't think he actually had a podcast until 05 or 06, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Ask him.
but also, one thing that's interesting here is some of these folks, Glenn Washington, he's a little later entrant. Same with Molly, a little later entrant. Dr. Emily Morris was pretty early, too. I want to say 06 or something, but this year their qualification wasn't more than 10 years. It was just 5 years plus.
Right.
And you know, as part of a disclosure, because I am in the Podcast Hall of Fame, I was able to vote and able to, well, we took all submissions. If anybody submitted something off Twitter or no one was excluded from being submitted in the voting list. So any suggestion that I received was added to, I guess, for better words, the spreadsheet or the list. And then the current inductees all voted. So, I mean, we could have tripled this list of names. Oh, yeah. All these folks well deserving, and well, more important,
at least like 20 something that we would have had had it. They've done it every year,
right? We'd had at least 24 additional. Yeah. So yeah, we're a bit behind. So I'm hoping they can do some catch up and add some more people and follow on years. But and long as we can continue the Podcast Hall of Fame, I think part of it is really money.
Yeah.
And being able to run it, and I fully know that as well. But, yeah, congratulations to the whole stack of folks, and we'll see you at Podcast Movement Evolutions at the induction ceremony. But, you know, Rogan continues to be in the news. He pulled 70 episodes from Spotify. Well, yeah, and he even talked about it. So it's interesting that he self-pulled 70 episodes.
Well, part of the reason was somebody is, you know, obviously out to make him look bad, and they did a compilation of every time in the last 20 years that he uttered the word, you know, the N-word. And of course, you know, that's forbidden for anybody anymore. And, you know, the thing is, you know, he just didn't want the controversy anymore,
right.
You know. He's so he took off any episodes that where, he, you know, even in context, saying that word is apparently wrong now. So,
right.
Hey, you know, good on him. He self-censored himself, and that's up to him.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You'd like to see the inside baseball discussion on that, but it is what it is. Rumble, though, went ahead and made news, and Rumble, I guess, is a conservative.
Well, no, Rumble's a nonpartisan and non-censoring, you know, anybody can be there.
Oh.
And, yeah, Rumble is a competitor to YouTube, basically.
I gotcha.
And, yeah, they offered him $100 million, and one of the principals of Rumble I'm familiar with. And he said, that's just a starting point. You know, if we want to, you know, we want to have talks, you know, and, you know, if you need more, you need more, you know. So they were totally dead serious about this.
One thing's for sure, they got a significant publicity for really zero cost at this point. So it's kind of funny.
Well, that was kind of the point, too, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, they were ready to back it up. So it's a serious offer.
How many ads are too many? There's a new study out, right?
Yeah, the podcast ad frequency has hit a new record in Q4. How much is too much? And it says a lot of podcast listeners are getting burned out, not on their shows, but you know, the amount of ads in each of the shows. Podsites did a benchmark report, shows that advertisers can continue to pump more dollars into podcasting. Of course, they're making more inventory available. But the average frequency was like 5.69 ads per something or another. I don't know what the numbers mean.
We've been talking about this.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one of those situations where instead of the advertisers going wider, they're taking the same number of shows and they're putting more ads in them.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine, you know, let's think about this podcast having, you know, we're usually
six ads in this.
it would kill us.
Yeah.
People would be bouncing. And imagine if you have a shorter show. Now, I'm sure the shorter shows aren't doing as many ads, but I saw some study where it showed that some episodes that are under 20 minutes, 25% of the 20-minute episode was made up of ads.
Yeah.
And that is just unhealthy.
Well, looking at the chart they have here, they go back to Q4 of 2020, and the average was 2.94 ads per show. And now it's all the way up to 5.69, almost six ads per show on average. So that means there's shows out there that have 8 or 9 spots in them.
And, right.
You know, unless you're doing a 3-hour show, that's not cool.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard some sports shows have as many as five or six pre-roll ads being run at once. And I don't think that's sustainable.
And I also don't think it's effective because, you know, I used to listen to Joe Rogan before he went to Spotify exclusively when he was a real podcast. And the first 5 to 6 minutes of his shows were pre-roll. We just know that. So I would forward to the 6 minute mark and get into the show. And I never heard any of the ads.
Right. Yeah. And, he skipped over, but it's too many,
you know, and the thing was, is like, you know, how is that effective for the advertiser?
Yeah.
You know, but anyway.
But they're on Joe Rogan.
True.
Yeah. So
I think that's all it is bragging rights.
So the 2022 Infinite DAO will be presented live at Podcast Movement Evolutions.
Yep.
And also possibly the show I do with Rob Greenlee may be live at Evolutions as well, the new media show.
Yeah,
so
that's somewhere, what, at the end of March?
Yeah, end of March.
So, yeah, you and Mackenzie will be there.
Yep.
I'm staying home. Actually, my wife is heading to Florida that week, so I couldn't leave anyway. So,
gotcha. So, again, 22 Infinite DAO and Podcast Movement Evolutions. It's also going to be streamed live as well, so you don't have to be there to watch it. Yeah. Now, there's interesting. There's Zoom settings for reasonable podcast reportings.
Yeah, well, somebody over at Buzzsprout, Mackenzie put this in. Somebody over at Buzzsprout gave their list of settings that they like in the it's a Twitter thread, so go check it out. But you know, if you use Zoom to record with a co-host, we don't do that here. We use Skype and other trickery. But you know, if you use Zoom, there are some audio quality settings you can manipulate and make it sound a bit better. I find they sound pretty good just the way they are, but I'm not as picky.
But you're not recording the actual Zoom. That's the internal Zoom recording.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And we really still are big fans of Riverside. Yeah. You know, that they do it. You get a true WAV file from Riverside and Squadcast too. So. Right.
And it's a file, local recording for each. So it'd be like if Todd recorded on his thing and I recorded on my thing, and then we combine them later, we sound like we're in the same room.
Yeah, the masters are done locally, but then sent to the cloud. In the old days, it was called a double ender. They've just automated the ability to do double enders. So, you know, check out Riverside.
Yeah, you don't have to rely on the free stuff.
No, not at all. And Zoom isn't really free if you go over a certain number of minutes. Sure. That's something to be aware of as well. Yeah. Ross Matthews and Nikki Boyer to co-host the 2022 Ambies. Yep. So have they announced the winners or how does that work?
I don't know if they announced them before the thing or not. I don't believe so. But Nikki was the winner for last year. And I don't know who the other guy is, but anyway, I just thought it was an interesting thing if you guys are going to be in L.A. For that. In fact, isn't the Ambies about the same time as the Podcast Movement?
It's a day before.
Yeah, March 22nd, so imagine there's a few people coming in early to watch that.
Yeah, well, it's a kind of a closed event, so you have to have an invite to be able to go to the Ambies. They didn't make it where the studio supposedly is very small that they're shooting the awards in. So
they're still probably under COVID protocols or whatever.
Yeah. And it's maybe that some of that stuff is starting to loosen up. So maybe by Vegas time, we won't be in mask either. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Moving on here on our best practice. And this is something, an internal thing for Blueberry.
Yeah.
You want to get to know your audience well?
Yeah, we make it a bit easy now with the audience survey. We've had the audience survey for a long time, and it's still there and available. And you can run a survey of your audience. You know, you'll get a certain number of people will fill that out, and that could be some pretty valuable information to get to know your audience. And we got some new stuff coming.
Yeah, updates coming to that very, very soon. So keep your eyes peeled. But it's not changing much, but you can still run an audience survey today.
Yep.
And start collecting that information about your audience and then be able to access that information and make some intelligent choices when it comes to different things you're doing with your show to help you grow your show. All right, so let's go and move on to some blueberry news. Well, we've got a blog post up about our podcaster of the month, Anita Lorick Wilmot. I hope I pronounced that correct as well.
I think you did all right.
And she does a show called Talking, Journey of Belonging to Blackness. So, of course, this is Black History Month. So it's part of our honoring podcasters. Anita obviously qualified for that. So we want to congratulate her for...
And hopefully we'll get an interview with her before the end of the month.
Yeah, I think it's scheduled. I need to look. But she's been with us since podcasting with Blueberry since 2019. She has listeners across 30 different countries, and she's been using her expertise as a researcher, education author. Her podcast centers on positive stories of African descended voices, and experiences are often overlooked in the mainstream platforms. And so we've got a good article. She tells us about herself, what inspired her to do a podcast, how she prepares for an episode, some advice on getting starting out. So definitely check out Anita's podcast and check out the blog post on blueberry.com.
Mackenzie says that affiliate payments will go out next week, so watch your PayPal.
Also, we've cut our stats users, our beta testers, we've cut them loose, and they are now beta testing the new stats UI. But before this show is published next week, the rest of you will have access to the new stats UI.
So, yeah, watch for that.
Man, we're excited to release that to you. That has been a major work in progress. But I just do want to remind folks, as we're heading into this next phase, this is phase one of the stats update. We have multiple phases of work we're going to do. And I think that...
Including some new reports and all kinds of cool stuff.
Really exciting. But we've got a bunch of new stuff we're introducing with this introduction. I think you're going to be blown away by some of the insights we're going to be giving you. All right, Mike, we have a blueberry pro tip. What's this one about?
This one's about whether you want to join a network or not.
And
I'll turn it over to Toby.
Hi there, it's Toby Goodman here. Today, podcast networks. If you've been asked to join a podcast network, don't, without understanding the motives and values of the network owner themselves. If you've been asked to join, think of Groucho Marx, who once said, "I refuse to join any club that would have me as a member." Here are some things to watch for. Know the benefits to you as the network owner sees them and ask, what's in it for the network owner themselves? The answer, if it's a value, should be very easy and quick to understand. For example, our network is about farming, so your show would be perfect for us. Get clear on if you'll retain ownership or if you'll be giving up ownership of your podcast completely to join. Think about what that means for you as well if you had to do that. Next, understand how easy it might be to leave if the network isn't working out the way you'd hoped. Maybe you're not generating the level of revenue from sponsors you'd hoped for, or maybe they bring a podcaster into the network whose values are at odds with yours. Sometimes joining a network is absolutely the right thing to do, but there are networks that exist who don't care about the win-win of a partnership. You can get a sense of who they are because they'll literally let anyone in. And honestly, if you're going to be part of a club, do you really want to be in one with no red velvet rope at the door? In other words, be a bit more like Mr. Marx. On the other hand, maybe it's time to step up and build your own network. Now, that really is one sure way of playing a bigger game in the podcasting world. Doing it properly requires the skills of professionals, and as it happens, that's where we can help. So if you'd like to explore building your podcast network, we'd love to help you do that. Just head over to blueberrypro.com and let's chat.
Awesome. You know, building networks are... Yeah, I've built a few.
Yeah, it's like herding cats.
And you have to have a good base and an idea of what, who, where, how, terms, requirements, all that stuff. You kind of have to have that thought out to begin with. Now you can add a couple of shows and, you know, do a ad hoc type of thing. But when you really get serious and want to build a serious network, you know, it's almost a point where you almost have to get a contract ready, you know. I remember the contract I had for Tech Podcasts in the later days was very simple. It was one sheet. basically you're agreeing to some things to do, promote the network, that type of stuff, have a current show. And we've been pretty picky on who we've additionally allowed to enter Tech Podcast over the years, just because we're able to be more picky. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of podcast networks don't do. Like Toby said, they basically let anyone in, and that's maybe not the best thing. We, you know, one of the early requirements we had over at Tech Podcast was you had to have a minimum of 7 episodes. We didn't even consider you until you had 7 in the can, and then we went and listened and essentially voted whether or not your content was good enough. And sometimes we tell people come back at 20 because, you know, the content wasn't there. So, yeah, good topic. And the Blueberry Pro team can help you again with these types of things. They have experience in it, and, you know, we all can cross-consult together.
Oh, yeah, they know our systems that do the network, you know, the network features of PowerPress and all that. So,
right.
In fact, I was just helping Kate with one of those last week. So they're getting into it.
Yes, they are. So we have a question of the week. The question is, what are the requirements to get on Apple Podcasts and Spotify? Now, some of you are probably listening to this and go, I'm already there. But maybe you can help us, because this question comes up all the time, you know. So what's your response there, Mike?
Well, I hear this one all the time, or I'll even get phone calls to us saying, well, you know, can you get me on Spotify and Apple? And of course we can. That's what podcast companies do. But, you know, they're basically, there's a lot of little, you know, technical stuff, but we're not going to bore you with that. We know all this. But, you know, they're mostly the same for all podcast apps and directories. I mean, you know, podcatchers, whatever. Podcasts have to have these certain elements in the RSS feed. But the very first requirement to be on any of these apps or podcast directories is have a podcast. That means having the podcast episode published, and just one is fine. Don't listen to the advice of having 12 before you launch and all that stuff. And having a podcast-compatible RSS feed to submit. And that really just requires a few simple things, you know, artwork being the right size, a media file being the right format, descriptions filled out, and, you know, your category picked. And for the most part, that's the minimum requirement to get on any of these.
And the media file, MP3, M4A, right. MP3 is the most popular. But, you know, that's the, you know, that we see a lot of people still thinking that they need to upload a WAV file.
Right.
So no. The WAV file is the master. The exported file is the MP3. So it's like Mike said, artwork, media file, description, category picked out. Of course, the title. You have to have a title.
Yeah. But you know, that's the metadata, descriptions and titles. I should have put that in there. But of course, Blueberry, we can help you with all that stuff, and you know, because it's our job.
And also within our respective dashboards, whether you're on blueberry.com or on PowerPress, there is a distribution menu.
Destinations, excuse me.
And the destinations are links to instructions on how to submit to every platform, how to get on. Some of them is just a one click. Sometimes you have to go to the site and submit. Yeah. But we give you as much information as you need to submit to those platforms to be on. But again, all of them have that basic requirement, media.
And they're all different, but they're all kind of the same. So, it's once you've submitted to a few of them, just keep going down the list. Why not? Be everywhere.
Yep. You know? But if you have a challenge with it, that's what our support team's here for. And you can ask for help at blueberry.com/support. But of course, here's the most important thing today. If you've got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. That's blueberry without the E's. We couldn't afford the E's, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. And, of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry products or services is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give our entire team access rather than direct emails or calls. As a matter of fact, we discourage that. Yeah. Support is not just for technical support. Support is for financial, billing, anything. That's where you go to fill out a ticket, and that way it gets to the whole team. Don't email Mackenzie direct. Go to blueberry.com/support. Don't email Mike's directly. So I think we're saying that enough, people should know. But we've been coming to you this week from the New Media Studio in Coldwater, Michigan. I actually got here today, didn't have to dig my way out.
Yeah, that's right. Last week we were camped out in your living room.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, Mike Dell's World Studio in Traverse City, Michigan. Of course, this is being produced by the Blueberry Pro Production team.
We think.
Yeah, we think today. We know somebody's in or out today. Maybe it'll be Mike. Yep. So you can schedule a one-on-one call with me, hosting customers only. Email todd@blueberry.com. I'll send you my meeting link and schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Again, email mike@blueberry.com. He'll send you a meeting link as well. You can always send your podcast sticker in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and we will send you a Blueberry Care Package. Our mailing address is available on podcastinsider.com within the show notes of this show. Drop us something. We'll make sure we get something out to you. Anything more I need to go through, Mike?
No, not at all. But Christopher on Facebook here, he says, yeah, I see folks trying to upload WAV files. He always advises between 64 kbps mono, and that's the broadcast AM radio quality. Anyway, don't need anything more for spoken word. Thanks, Christopher, for watching and contributing.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And again, don't need upload your MP3 file at 256K.
No.
You know, I think this what we're seeing mostly today, mostly is 128K mono or stereo. So right. That's what we're seeing largely today. People are again, it's up to you because the higher the encoding rate, the bigger the file size.
Well, newly minted Hall of Famer Mark Maron famously does 54 kilobits mono.
Oh, that's interesting.
And his show is very good sounding.
So again, we want to thank you all. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next week on Podcast Insider.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great week.
All right, bye. See you later. Bye-bye.